staggered drunk and puke on me. I'm just trying to tell you what God, how God feels about it. This man right here in that riotous living, he might have had some of that, I don't know. Here's what I do know. If that young man that was at home said, he's devoured his living with harlots, it never says anything about him devouring his living with harlots. That's just in that young man. The whole time he's busy working, I hope my father can see what a good man I am, what a good son I am. I hope that while that other son out there is busy having a good time with a bunch of harlots, any young man that wouldn't want to have a good time with a bunch of harlots, though he shouldn't and though he couldn't and though he don't, but any young man that's not interested in those kind of things is either queer or his hardwire don't work. Now that doesn't mean that it's all right to do that. That's just those temptations arise. Some of you young ladies sitting there, man, I'm telling you right now, is that he's such a hunk. She's such a gorgeous thing. And boy, I'd like to kiss on her a little bit. And it's right for you young ladies to wish somebody, I wish I had somebody that could kiss me like that man kissed that woman down at Pinkston. Brother Joe's on me all the time. I pulled down there and come out from Brother Sam and Miss April's house, you know. And so he called me right away. I got on the highway. I thought, well, maybe you'd seen me. He said, are you down at Pinkston? I said, just passed by. He said, boy, you should have pulled in. I said, nobody in here but me. I guess I could have pulled in there and practiced my pucker. And he said, that kind of defeats the purpose, don't it? I said, well, I told you, I'm by myself. I regret not having gotten more information on. I wonder if they think about me like I've been. It's like some of them garments you wear. You ever buy, you know, like a pair of drawers or something, and you look in there, this was inspected by 748. Huh. Now I'm thinking about them. I wonder, are they thinking about me? I wonder who these drawers are going to when I get through inspecting them. Now, I say all that just so every now and again to break the monotony and get a hold of your mind. But here's what the bottom line is. When it's all said and when it's all done, is that make no mistake about it. If you're going to miss hell and make heaven, you're going to have to come to the end of yourself. Have you done that? Maybe God's bringing you that direction now. Do you know I used to be interested in just getting out of church? Now I'm interested in the things of God. See that? That's the reason I tell you boys, hey, God calls one of you to preach and you've got a gal that's not interested in God, she'll always be needing to get out. Hey, gals, you marry somebody that has no regard for God in the Bible, they'll come to church every now and again. The rest of the time, they're busy about whatever it is they like to do in life. They have no interest whatsoever for the things of God. But when you get born again, washed by the blood, there's not, and I'm getting too old and I hate it. I mean, I'm so excited about bow season coming up just right around the corner and all of that. And I like fishing the spawn, and I'm getting where I'm sorrier and so forth and on. And you will not take 10 men anywhere in the world that likes it better than I do. They may like it as good as I do, but I want to tell you something. The day I got saved by the grace of God, I'm interested in the things of God. I've been interested in the things of God. It don't matter, come hell or high water, I'm glad I'm saved and I'm interested in what God is doing in my heart and in my life. I wonder this morning, has God ever brought you to yourself? Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our song director's coming. Young man, what about you? Young lady, what about you? Maybe you're here and say, preacher, I know I'm in, so forth and on, but I got some people that I want to pray for. You ought to come. You ought to come to an old-fashioned altar and lay their name down before God. Now, Father, we ask you now you'd finish the message in every heart. I
want to say thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. I praise you and thank you that thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. And Lord, I pray that now you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What number is